teen gambling addiction in South Korea doubles in 4 years. The number of teenagers struggling with gambling addiction in South Korea has more than doubled over the last 4 years, with online casino participation rising 14-fold. The figures were brought to light by Representative Cho Gai, one of the opposition Democratic Party of Korea, with the help of data from the Korea Center on Gambling Problems, KCGP. According to the Korea Times, the number of teens seeking counseling for gambling addiction increased from 1,286 in 2020 to 2,665 by the end of August 2023. While it is a positive sign that more teens are seeking help, the prevalence of gambling continues to be a major concern. Increase in number of addicts. The most severe category of addicts, known as problem-level gamblers, has also increased. In 2020, there were 362 teens in this group, accounting for 65.1% of cases. By this year, the number had risen to 582, representing 66.4% of total cases. One of the more alarming statistics is the significant drop in the success rate of teens quitting gambling after receiving treatment. The success rate a year after treatment has fallen from 49.2% in 2020 to just 24.9% in 2023. Another shift is the changing age demographics of those affected by gambling addiction. 4 years ago, high school students, typically between 17 and 19 years old, made up 80.5% of teens receiving treatment. However, this has now dropped to 55%, while middle school students, aged 14 to 16, have seen a worrying rise. In 2020, they represented 12.8% of cases, but by 2023, that figure had increased to 20.6%. Experts warn that younger teens are more susceptible to peer pressure, which may heighten their vulnerability to gambling. Teens abandon sports betting for casino games. The types of gambling teens are involved in have also changed. While participation in sports betting has significantly decreased, falling from 48.2% in 2020 to 9.2% this year, online casino usage has risen. In 2020, just 8.9% of teens reported gambling in online casinos. By 2023, this number had shot up to 59%. The accessibility of online casinos through smartphones and the immediate gratification they offer make them particularly addictive for younger users. Representative Cho has called for stricter enforcement and harsher penalties to target illegal gambling websites. He also emphasized the importance of more aggressive efforts to shut down these platforms. Cho also argued for a comprehensive overhaul of education linked to gambling addiction prevention, calling for collaboration between the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Ministry of Education with the aim of making gambling addiction prevention a formal part of school curriculums, rather than something left to the discretion of individual schools.